Now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The world is remembering the late war hero, Senator John McCain. House Speaker Paul Ryan at Friday's tribute to McCain at the Capitol Rotunda.
This is one of the bravest souls our nation has ever produced.
His casket is now being taken to the National Cathedral. Among the tributes for the late senator at the Washington National Cathedral will be honors by his family, including daughters Megan and Sydney. Former Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama will offer tributes, along with other notable people, including McCain's friend and former Senator Joe Lieberman. Also, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. McCain will be buried on Sunday in a private service at the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
President Trump says it's time to strengthen retirement security for older Americans. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
President Trump signed an order Friday in Charlotte, North Carolina, aimed at expanding access to retirement plans for small businesses. Secretary of Labor Alexander Acosta was at the signing.
The president has asked the Department of Labor to consider expanding when employers, especially small and medium businesses, can band together to provide retirement plans.
It's an effort to allow retirees to stash away more money in their accounts for a longer period of time. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump is apparently reconsidering his decision to cancel federal pay raises. On Thursday, he sent a letter to congressional leaders saying he was canceling pay raises for nearly 2 million civilian federal workers to keep the nation on a fiscally sustainable course. The announcement was criticized by lawmakers in both parties. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Grizzly bear hunts that were scheduled in Idaho and Wyoming won't start as planned due to a temporary restraining order that was issued by a federal judge in Montana. In the ruling, U.S. District Court Judge Dana Christensen blocked the hunts from starting for at least 2 weeks while he comes to a decision. Last year, the U.S. Department of the Interior announced that the Yellowstone grizzly bear, a localized class of the North American grizzly found in the greater Yellowstone area, would no longer be considered endangered. When the bear hit the endangered list in 1975, it was estimated there were fewer than 150 left. Now, there are roughly 750. After that announcement, Wyoming and Idaho decided to hold grizzly hunts this fall. In announcing the hunt, the Idaho Department of Fish and Game called the hunting a management tool. Environmental groups have sued the federal government to challenge the delisting decision. Protesters outside the courthouse in Montana say they want the hunt called off and federal protections put back in place. United Airlines is raising checked bag fees for many passengers, matching a move earlier this week by JetBlue. United raised fees for checking a first bag from $25 to $30 and a second bag from $35 to $40. The fee covers flights in North and Central America, as well as the Caribbean. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
An old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United
Alliance
Breast Cancer
Brave,
Foundation and
a
save a life.
That
they'll even come and pick it up for free.
Veterans,
the United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free
services,
or low-cost breast
and
screening
services
exams.
Web
but
design.
Now they need your help.
Alliance for
the
Brave.
United Breast Cancer
serving
Foundation
and empowering
wants to save
those
more lives
serve our
through
great
early
country
detection by
and
offering women
duty,
free
with a focus
or low-cost breast screening exams and donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not.
Tune in, join in, and
plus,
plug in with us on the USA Radio
the
Network
Breast
and around the globe
by
on
donating
Armed
your old
Forces
car,
Radio
SUV,
Network.
Truck.
Welcome
call now
to Alliance
pickup.
For the Brave.
800-280-2144.
Everywhere around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, where we bring education, information, and communication to our active military and our veterans and first responders.
He was never more than a substitute.
I'm Jim Blythe, always,
in the belief that I would never bear a son.
The best team member to have,
now I
Ron Abrams, Texas Veterans Commission.
Is nothing but the son of my maid servant.
Good morning, sir.
He knows that when there is a son of a true wife,
little air
the son of a
there we go.
Moves to a lower place.
I'm surrounded by the army.
My son Isaac has defeated him.
We need some more Navy in here, Coasties. I heard somebody wanted to be in the Merchant
Fine.
Marine, and I'm like,
headstrong
what's that?
Boy.
Oops.
What's to
hey,
stop him
yes,
from
sir?
Trying to
today,
get back his old place?
Today we got one of our very dear friends and really a team
watch
partner
him.
With us,
watch
the
him
one and
closely.
Only Mr. Motivation, the trainer extraordinaire,
come a little,
Patrick
Isaac.
Dale
Corn.
Good morning, good morning.
Body.
I'm excited to be here. I can hardly
he
wait to get started.
You know, Patrick,
and
I have a fairly
and I have
high-stress job,
too.
Maybe as compared
with
to a lot of people.
The child
and
can
every month,
and
I really look forward to this
weaned.
Saturday that we're
no
going
to
be together
tied to your
and talk
time,
about
Isaac.
Getting people going, talking about entrepreneurship, talking about the wheels of leadership, talking about making people
hey,
successful. Believe it or not,
so
I enjoy this so much.
To.
It's almost as much
How
fun
malicious.
As flying a plane.
Awesome. You know, I get up on this first Saturday of every
Abraham
month for strategies on Saturdays. And first thing I can think about, it's a great day to be alive. It's a great day to be an American. It's a great day to go hang out with Jim.
Well, it's Jim and Ron.
Pull him out.
We are the team. Let's jump into strategies on Saturday. I think that's important. And one of the things that's so important, I'm going to go and I know
Isaac
this
fall
is
toward
great,
the fire.
This Veterans Franchise
and he
Expo.
Laughed.
Absolutely.
Why don't,
come
why
over
don't
here.
We start?
Well, you're laughing at
that
Isaac.
Road.
Father,
yeah,
I would definitely
I was
love to talk about
else.
That because
not
they've,
at Isaac.
They finished
something
construction.
My mother said.
It's
and of
a
course,
lie.
We're talking about,
I saw them a moment ago, and they were
I
watching
to say
Isaac,
Live.
Just watching
That's
him.
Texas Live.
And, they
and this
didn't
is right
laugh
across the street from
fell.
The Arlington
it's not
Stadium
such a great
where the Rangers
time to laugh.
Play.
Correct. Isaac was in danger of his life.
Except for the hotel.
I saw that.
And Patrick enlightened to this a little bit earlier.
No one was laughing.
That's going to be completed in either late January or early February.
Correct. That's when it's scheduled for completion, January,
true.
February of 2019.
I won't have her son here any longer. I won't have him inherit along with my boy.
But you're ahead of yourself. That's November 2019
so
when we're there.
Isn't okay. enough
this
for
year,
two sons
we're
to share.
All
it
over
is
the Metroplex.
Ishmael has
in fact,
mind. He wants everything.
Veterans,
he wants my boy dead.
Small Business Week Conference
Everyone
this year
your
will
tents.
Start on Saturday, November 3rd at the University of Texas at Arlington. We'll start there with our Franchise Expo and Veterans Business Symposium. We're running a full day, all day
Abraham?
Boot camp for new entrepreneurs,
for
Franchise Expo for those who want
to
get started off
to
a fast start by getting a business in a box. And we're doing a resource fair with all the VSOs. The
what
VA will be out there doing
I'm
flu
not
shots
family,
and doing
I do love
compensation
you and your wife
and
your children
claims
you
and all the other things
father,
that the VA
you
does
have
across
my
the
trust.
Board. That's on Saturday, November 3rd. We'll start bright and early in the morning at 7:30 with breakfast.
I think
we'll go
what
through,
she sees
lunch,
is true.
Lunch. We got a great
Ishmael
lunchtime
is
speaker,
to
Johnny O'Yellock.
No,
he's one
not,
of the Bush
really?
43.
Yeah,
he
isn't
Johnny
the sort
O's
of man to be a cold-blooded killer. He is not Cain.
Diane, we've been to his Christmas
angry,
party.
I've,
you know,
I've
he got a house.
Hurt
and
other
maybe
children.
You know the details.
He's my son,
Makir.
And he has greatness
absolutely.
In him.
And
I believe it.
Modified.
He can be a jewel
yeah.
in
Let
your
me tell
crown,
you, that
Abraham.
Is one of the finest
but
guys
the
going.
Promise of
his
the Lord
dad was
is with Isaac.
Military,
and
right?
Ishmael
his
has
mother
no
was, I think,
career military.
Career military, but she also was in journalism or broadcasting.
Night,
absolutely.
Oh, too.
Yeah, so Johnny's going to be our keynote speaker there. He's going to talk about the power
Don't
of resilience
worry about Ishmael
that
and
all
Hagar,
service members have.
Do what Sarah says.
That makes them successful as entrepreneurs.
Because your descendants will come
We'll do that in
Isaac.
A keynote lunch, and then we'll continue the rest
I
of the day.
I will make a great
on
nation.
On Monday, we're coming back, and we're doing
too.
Government contracting. We partner with Honor, Courage, and Commitment up there in Farmers
so
Branch.
Lord,
yeah.
we'll
so we're
going to
go up to Farmers Branch,
him.
And we're going to do some government
if
contracting
I didn't have that promise,
breakout sessions.
Think I would send my
workshop
own
up there,
away?
Three different sessions that we'll do starting at, I think, 9 o'clock that morning, and we'll go to about 12:30 that afternoon. The folks
I'm
over at the
thirsty.
Procurement Technical Assistance Center.
No water.
That team over there is going to come in and teach those seminars. Tuesday's Election Day, so we want everybody to go to the polls. We're not going to do anything on Election Day. And then Wednesday, Access to Capital Day. So for Access to Capital, we're going to be on the campus at Tarrant County Community College at one of their campuses, and we're going to actually be having the community development
Lord
companies,
God
the community
Abraham.
Development financial intermediaries. We'll have large commercial banks. We'll have the large banks like Wells
you
Fargo,
hate
who,
me.
Who's actually going to be one of the speakers at that particular event. We'll have the U.S. Department
die.
Of Agriculture to come in and talk about grants because there's a lot of grants available to start businesses in the agricultural space. And then we'll have some champions of Access to Capital in there. And the
God
SBA is going to moderate
crying,
all of that.
Him.
Dorinda Fisher
feet,
from the SBA is going to moderate all of
because
that.
I will make
and then on Thursday, we're going to celebrate all of our women. The city of Dallas
me.
Is partnering with us. We're going to do a brunch on
kept.
Thursday morning, a women's veteran brunch.
Open your eyes.
Brunch with the buyers, what we're calling it. And then that evening, we're going to do a fireside chat and sit down and hear from some successful women entrepreneurs about the balance of life. What it was like to be a parent. And at the same time, be a business owner.
Don't
and
be
how do you
afraid.
Keep all that in balance? And
Lord
then we,
heard your cries.
Absolutely. And then
There's
we wrap up the week on
ear.
Friday. On Friday, Goldman Sachs is doing a webinar for us on the 10,000 Small Businesses program and talking about the eligibility for that program and how you can scale your
Father,
business as a
what
graduate
is it,
of that program across the board.
I think of the covenant
as well
you
as we're
the
doing
Lord
and, a
and how
pitch
great a
contest.
Gift it will be.
So,
and then I think,
Peg,
how am I worthy to be a part of this great plan?
And I'll get this right
I
eventually.
I promised the Lord many times out
plan,
there when I'm tending the
sheep. And grow.
I have promised him that I'll do anything he asks of me without
contest,
fear.
A pitch
anything.
Competition on Friday.
So that
so
I'll be clean and pure in his sight.
Come out and pitch their business. Think they're doing a two-minute pitch.
He doesn't
pitch.
Answer
come
me.
Out and pitch their business. And get a chance
he
to rent some cold, hard cash. To move their business.
Ask
forward.
Anything.
So it's
going to
be a great week
Except
doing
just
National
the
Veteran Small Business Week.
You know, maybe I could come in there and do a pitch
when the need
with my, shall we say, extemporaneous capabilities and communication. They'll probably, instead
and
of giving me the
comes,
word, they throw me out. But anyway,
you
I want to back up to something because this is really,
before,
really important. One
something.
Of the things you talked about, I believe the
Not
second
me.
Day
I'll be glad
is
going to
be
see.
Government contracts.
I've got to go tell Mother that I saw an Amorite caravan from the hills. Can I go?
Go.
And let me tell you something.
Go,
what is the
Mother?
Biggest contract?
Mother?
What is the biggest
What a fine boy he is.
Deal that puts
oh,
out
I love
contracts
him
in the United States.
My
it's
own
the U.S.
Life.
Federal government.
There are
Absolutely.
Many who
the
wish they had your wealth
goods
or your
services,
honor or your
United
friends
States, but in the
or your slaves.
Is the U.S. federal government and all of its agencies. Last year,
wish that they
over
had
$600 billion dollars in goods
if
and
I
services
were to covet
were
anything you
by
had,
the U.S. government
I would wish
and
to
all
have
of its
a son as bright
so
and good and
a product or service
who loved
that's
me
used
as much
in any
as
one of the government
me.
Agencies across the board. And that's
there
everything
isn't
from
a man in
ink
the world
pens
who
and
wouldn't
paper
envy me for
to
that.
Mowing grass to mopping floors. Yeah. I mean, any type of product or service. And
what
I was at Fort Hood last week. And Fort Hood, 7th Corps, I'm sorry, 3 Corps, who runs Fort Hood over there, their base commanders. They just
call me if you wish
signed
me
a multi-million dollar contract to cut all the grass at Fort Hood
Here I am,
with the government
Lord.
Contractor. Imagine if
Abraham,
you had a bunch of mowers and you had that contract over there at
Isaac,
Fort Hood.
Man,
your
I
only
tell you what,
son,
hey, I could,
whom
I could
you
almost
love,
be,
and go to
I
the
could,
land
I could enjoy
of Moab.
That. If then there were no riding lawn
there you will
I
offer him as a sacrifice
just keep it between the lines,
on
or
one of the hills
says,
which I will show you.
they mow the grass. But this is so important.
We'll be right back with more from great heroes and stories of the Bible after these messages.
To provide services to the government, the VA, it's not that easy. There's a whole lot of stuff in there. It is if you have the right guides. That if you have the right people who have done it, then it's going to work. So you need to know what it is, in my opinion, or you're going to get frustrated.
Well, let me encourage you, Jim. It's not a difficult process, but at the same time, it's a simple process, but it's not difficult. The reality is there's two different systems, the VA itself, Veterans Administration, the Health Administration. That's a separate contracting system all by itself from all the other agencies of the federal government. And once you get your veteran-owned small business certification for all of the other agencies, you're rocking and rolling. But you do need to walk through some hoops and jump through some hoops to get the one to work in the VA health system. That contracting is a little bit more challenging, a little bit more detailed in terms of the certification process.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things. And so we figured out how to work within that and are making it work. And I think we're going to make it go great. But these are things that I wish I'd have known. We would have been able to be more effective quicker.
Absolutely.
And so this is going to be so important. So you're going to have contracting with the government, right, Ron?
Right.
You're going to have capital.
That's right.
You're going to have business planning, marketing. And let's go back just to summarize. What are some of the other things? Again, you're going to have a great speaker, Johnny Yellick.
Absolutely.
Johnny Yellick,
Women
too.
Veterans Brunch, right?
Women Veterans Brunch. And all of the women activities on Thursday, the Women's Veterans Brunch that's on Thursday, all veterans are invited for that. The focus is obviously on women so we can honor our women and hear from our veteran women across the board. But every veteran is invited to that particular event. And the same thing in the evening when we do the fireside chat and we hear from women. Women are not the only one who are parents and business owners. So some of you men out there who are parents and business owners need to understand how to balance life. One of my partners in one of my businesses out there called me on Sunday night, and I was real terse with him over the phone. And as soon as I got off the phone, I text him back with my apology. I apologized, and my text said, "Sorry for the terseness. Sunday night belongs to my wife." That's balance. You understand that? That's
yes.
Balance. And
life
so
balance.
some of these male entrepreneurs out there who own businesses need to understand and need to learn how to put things in perspective and keep balance, so that you can manage your business, but at the same time, manage your relationships, particularly in your household.
You know, that is so important. One of the things I try and do, and not always successful, but I want to have a date night with my wife. I want to have a night that we do something that she enjoys, I enjoy, and we can do something really a little
Welcome
bit
back
different.
To our story.
Now, you don't have to do
And now let's continue
Absolutely.
With Family Entertainment Network's production of Great Heroes and Stories of the Bible.
About during the week.
I heard your
and
voice and I thought you might
key.
Be calling
now,
me.
One of the other big things in this expo that I feel,
sorry.
Ron, is you guys are going to be focusing
yes.
on communication.
Absolutely.
That's the most important thing. And I think, don't you think a lot of people are unsure? I mean, especially coming out of the military, they're used to that system.
For me and three others.
Patrick.
Where
and
has the Lord commanded you to go?
A new system, a new form of communication, a new chain
End
of command
of
kind of throws
you
a lot
dying,
of people for
are you,
a
Abraham?
Loop.
Well, it doesn't
oh,
have
I
to.
Wish,
you got to remember,
so
our servicemen and women have done some amazing things, and as a result, they have some amazing skill sets across the board. When you compare what makes a successful entrepreneur with what goes on in the life of our veterans, they've got it already.
And, yeah, and I think Tony Robbins said he said it best. He said, your quality of life is determined by the quality of your communication.
That's right.
And when you're coming out of the military, transitioning from that service, you're coming out with those skills that can help build that quality. So.
Well, I think another thing, too, is you talk
can
about
I walk beside you,
the
Father?
Battlefield,
yes.
The expo being a battlefield.
Are you angry with me, Father?
I think it's also a battlefield of the mind, and that's where effective communication can really
But you
be
haven't spoken to me more than a few
so
words
what,
on this
we're
journey.
Be right back in a
the
few
servants
minutes.
Asked me what
After
I did to displease you, and
partners,
I couldn't answer them.
This is Jim Blythe
you
with the great Ron Abrams and Patrick Alcorn.
In all your life,
we're here to help
you
have
never
be
done
successful.
Anything to displease
we'll be right
me.
Back.
You're worried about something, Papa.
Yes.
What is it?
I worry. My heart is not perfectly obedient to the Lord.
But you are 1160
AM, KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by the Spice and Tea Exchange at 319 South Main Street. In mid-November of 1845, settlers from Missouri, the Archibald Leonard family, B.J. and Hiram Crowley, Ambrose Foster, and the family of Judge Jacob Moorhead settled near Lonesome Dove. 2 years later, the Lonesome Dove Baptist Church was established south of Judge Moorhead's place near Grapevine.
I'm Nancy McBrayer from the Spice and Tea Exchange. We started in Fort Worth and the love really I have for you and the respect area. And the honor to capture the folks that were from Dallas.
That's what all men should feel toward the Lord.
Said, oh, this is so far for us. And Grapevine is such a beautiful area. We decided that that was a perfect place for our second location. Trust.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov.
I'm Nancy McBrayer for the Spice and Tea Exchange.
Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas. Today.
Sometimes, Father,
this is
you
Jim
get
Lyon,
angry.
Your host for
that only when
for the
someone
brave.
Does wrong, I work and then you forgive them quickly and love them more than ever when they repent.
And we're one of the top mortgage
you
lenders
angry
in the nation.
So that others will learn to
we're
be
offering
good.
To our listeners a special is. Promotion. Homebridge is offering $500 off your
that's
closing
when he's giving us the greatest gift of all.
Yes. Use the promo code A4B. Yes. That's A and the number 4B.
But sometimes
just call
it's so hard
833-4-MY-VA-LOAN.
That's what you always taught me since I was so small.
MY-VA-LOAN.
You were a giant.
Or visit our website at homebridge.com.
Faith means that
my NMLS
believe,
number
even when you're
is 311
so.
548.
And when you believe
now,
like
Homebridge
that,
company NMLS,
the Lord will always bless you.
6521. Our address is 194 yeah. Wood Avenue South. 9th floor, Island, New
that
Jersey,
hill?
08830. That's we are an equal really opportunity good. Lender, and we love veterans and
you
want
men
to help
stay
you
here
with your
with
home
the
loan financing needs.
Isaac and I will go and work
with Homebridge,
there on the
you
hill.
Can also go to my website at alliancefortheBrave.com.
Taking Viagra.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Hud Rodriguez, Anthony Kim, Del Harris, so many people, former Dallas Cowboys, have given up their time. To
call
be a part of Nancy Lieberman Charity's Celebrity Golf Classic. Nancy Lieberman
Marley
here.
Is a North Carolina
this day
pharmacy,
is certainly about friends.
States.
It's about fun, but it's also about philanthropy and giving. At our golf classic, your contributions, they benefit children that are served by us. We've sent 44 high school seniors to college the last 7 years. We've built 62 dream courts around the country, 25 in the Metroplex. So that's where your contributions go to. You get to high-five kids that you're helping and watch them receive iPads that will help them excel in the classroom. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit NancyLiebermanCharities.org and be a part of our team.
You deserve better than good. Better than great. You deserve perfect. You deserve distinctive concrete concepts. Perfect USA-made industrial quality floors and coatings for your garage, shop, man cave, fire station, airplane hangar, even your forklift cubby. This is brand new technology, completely customizable, endless color and design possibilities, totally chemically resistant to all aeromotive and automotive fluids, even the ones that go through big box store imitation floors like a plasma cutter through a red velvet kickball. These exclusive floor coatings are 3 times harder than your concrete. Extremely durable, 9,100 PSI. Do you know what that means? It means you have to pass by the big box pretenders and get your perfect lifetime quality floor coatings for less money.
Hi, I'm Ashley McGill. Own the place. Call me 972-569-7237. And girlfriends, this is perfect for your she shed. Ask us about adding glitter.
Call Distinctive Concrete Concepts at 972-569-7237. Go to their Facebook page. Ratings, reviews, videos, before and after looks. Distinctive Concrete Concepts.
You were asked
and
to
now
give
a
up
moment
a
of
child
leadership
you love.
With Colonel John M. Tell, U.S.
Well,
Army retired.
Confidence I am asked merely to go and see the face
leaders
of God.
Generate confidence. Confidence is contagious. If you have confidence,
perhaps the Lord will give you another son. The way he gave Seth to Adam.
If you lack confidence,
Adam and Eve,
be hesitant.
After
what
their son Abel was lost.
As a leader, you want a confident team that can move forward. If you say what you mean and do what you say, and you have confidence in what you're doing,
by my hands.
You can lead a team effectively. I'm Colonel John Antel.
When I'm on the altar, bind my feet. I'm afraid that when the moment comes, my body's desire for life may be stronger than spirit's desire for
obedience. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
You see the sacrifice that you have asked.
Welcome back. Jim Blythe, Ron Abrams, and Patrick Alcorn. Patrick, we were just talking about some of the great things that veterans have that are also going to be incorporated into this exercise.
Absolutely. You know, when we think about veterans, we think about somebody wearing a uniform. Oftentimes when I'm doing my presentations across the nation and presentations at corporate meetings and association meetings and other events of that nature, one of the questions that I ask is, what comes to your mind when you hear the word veteran? And ironically, the first thing that I always hear is, thank you for your service. That's an automatic response. But right behind that thank you for your service automatic response, the faces always drop. And they start thinking about the challenges that veterans face. Well, that's not me. I really try to encourage folks to have a paradigm shift, because when I think of a veteran, I think of the CEO of 7-Eleven. I think of the CEO of Mercedes-Benz USA. I think of the CEO of the Atlanta Falcons. I think of the CEO of USAA and Johnson & Johnson. And I think of the CEOs of all these major corporations. I think of the founder of the New York Yankees, the founder of FedEx, the founder of Nike. That's who I think of when I think of a veteran. I think of empowered individuals who have the ability to create organizations that can create jobs for other people, that can have an economic impact across the board. So when we think about our veterans transition out of the military, the precedent has already been set. They have the skills. They have the analytical thinking ability. They have the problem-solving ability. They have the stick-to-itiveness and the persistence. You know, in the military, we say, particularly in the Army, we say, see the hill, take the hill. And that's all we got, right? See the hill, take the hill. We ask, what kind of resources do we have to take the hill? And they tell us what our resources are, and we take the hill. And along the way, we run into obstacles, but we find ways around those obstacles. We run into challenges, but we find ways to overcome those challenges. We're short on resources, but we find ways to adapt in spite of the lack of resources across the board. And that's the skill set that veterans bring to entrepreneurship, to owning their own business across the board. So veterans make great business owners, so much so that they generate, veteran-owned businesses generate $1.7 trillion towards the U.S. GDP. They hire more than 580 million employees worldwide. They pay more than $210 billion in payroll out. That's just coming out of veteran-owned businesses across the board. So the capacity, the capability is there.
I will be faithful to you until I die.
And what needs to happen is they just need to have greater awareness of what business opportunities are out there, access to capital, access to government contracting. They need to have a better understanding of how to market their services and their products, and how to identify their target market, the specific customer that's going to buy their goods. Because just because I sell bottled water doesn't mean that everybody that drinks water is my customer. Because if my water is great value water, the Evian customers are not buying my water.
Keep faith with my master.
The Blue Lagoon people are not buying my water.
Here I stand by the spring of the village where my master's nephew dwells. The women of the city are coming out to draw
water.
Let it happen like this. I shall say to a girl, please let down your jar so that I may drink. And if she answers, drink, and I'll water your camels also, that will be the girl that you intend for your servant Isaac. By this sign, I'll know how you want me to keep faith with my master.
I'll tell you what, when we come back, we're going to be talking more about that, Patrick, in this episode.
He looks like a kind man.
And then you've got a bunch of information, Ron.
You better put your jar on your head and carry it home, Rebecca.
No,
I think...
So,
young girl,
we're going to be
will
right
you give
back
me a sip
with
of water from your jar?
Here, drink, sir.
Words. Awesome.
And traffic jams and anagrams and bills
thank
we
you.
Never pay.
Here is your water jar again.
Oh, wait a moment. Let me draw water for your camels, too, until they have enough.
We'll be right back with more from Great Heroes and Stories of the Bible after these messages.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The world is remembering the late war hero, Senator John McCain. House Speaker Paul Ryan at Friday's tribute to McCain at the Capitol Rotunda.
This is one of the bravest souls our nation has ever produced.
His casket is now being taken to the National Cathedral. Among the tributes for the late senator at the Washington National Cathedral will be honors by his family, including daughters Megan and Sidney. Former Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama will offer tributes, along with other notable people, including McCain's friend and former Senator Joe Lieberman. Also, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. McCain will be buried on Sunday in a private service at the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Colonel John Entell, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is the trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone. The True Stock Village. We're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea. A trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entell. Find out more. Go to Alliance for the Brave.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying, high-risk driver. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. For more information, visit
Throwback weekend here at Darlington.
The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series.
Kyle Busch to the inside of Kyle Larson.
With only two races left to qualify for the playoffs.
Eddie McMurray looking for an opportunity.
Some of NASCAR's biggest stars.
Jimmy Johnson lying right there.
Ryan Newman makes his way around. Hustling to stay in contention.
Well, here comes Denny Hamlin to join the fight.
The Bojangles Southern 500.
Jesus, hanging on for dear life.
Sunday in full Michigan. On the Tomorrow Racing Network.
Tomorrow
at 1160 KPDT.
Kit. And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Entell, U.S. Army retired.
Simplify, simplify, simplify. Leaders must simplify. They must understand the problem and simplify it so they can communicate it. If the idea is too complex, if the communication is too lengthy, nothing gets done. Leaders have to simplify the issues, make them clear to everyone they lead, and then get them to do what is necessary to accomplish the mission. I'm Colonel John Entell, American-Leadership.com.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now, back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
And welcome back. Welcome back. I'm Ron Abrams, District Outreach Coordinator for the Texas Veterans Commission. And the other voices you've heard... We have Patrick Alcorn. He's the director of the Veterans Business Outreach Center at the University of Texas at Arlington. And we also have Jim Blythe here, of course, sitting at the helm, as it were. Little Navy term there, Jim. He's a certified senior advisor. And, of course, he's the host of Alliance for the Brave here on Saturday mornings, being aired on Armed Forces Radio Network. We're live on Facebook as well. You can listen to us locally here in the Dallas area. 1160 a.m. from the center of downtown Dallas. We're broadcasting over 100-mile radius. But thanks to Internet and Facebook, now we have a little over, 3.5 million listeners throughout the world on military bases. So we're here to help veterans any way we can. And the theme seems to come back when it comes to communication. If you are transitioning from the military, that's probably one of the main things you want to get into, and that is perfecting your communication. And one good way to do that is to get with an organization, start talking to people, start communicating, start networking. And that's one thing I love about my fraternity, Kappa Lambda Chi Military Fraternity Incorporated. We get together, we talk about the issues, but more importantly, we get together to help the community as well. Any way we can help the community, we're doing it in volunteerism.
So you guys are coming out to help us, aren't you?
Exactly. November 3rd, we're going to be there on that Saturday. Any way we can help, directing people where they can park, where the tables are, what time certain events start, where your breakout sessions are going to be held, all of those things. And I did want to mention this. I failed to mention this when I had my brothers on the radio show a couple weeks back. We are open to all military branches, and it does not matter what your race, creed, religion, color, it doesn't matter. Everyone is invited to join. There is no hazing. there's no hazing. Elsewise, I would never have done it. I mean, I'm 100% service-connected disabled, so I'm not going to be doing anything crazy. But I really enjoy the camaraderie that we built. But more importantly, what we're doing for the community.
Awesome. Yeah, we appreciate you. We're looking forward to you guys coming out and
Family Entertainment
a hand.
Is proud to present the like Bible's Greatest Hero Series. Parts of the show have been excerpted from Family Entertainment's award-winning animated
in
stories.
Environment. Because you guys represent another positive aspect of
now
service.
Let's continue with
another
Family
positive aspect.
Network's
see, military is just service.
Great heroes and
service,
stories
right?
of the Bible.
So the folks who join the military, they have service in their heart. They have service in their mind. And they've gone off and served their country. And oftentimes, when they leave the military, they're just looking for another way to serve. So our job in my organization is to help them serve in businesses beyond the battlefield. And your organization gives them another way to serve. So every opportunity that we can create and that we can expose our servicemen and women to so that they can continue serving.
I have been blessed many times.
That's where they find their identity. That's where they stay tied up in the life. And so organizations like 22 Kill, they help bring awareness to suicide. 22 veterans a day committing suicide. One of the reasons that veterans commit suicide is because they lose their identity. And they lose their identity because they stop serving. They stop serving and they go into themselves. And inside of themselves, the language and the conversation starts going on inside of their head. And they begin to devalue themselves. And as they devalue themselves, oftentimes it ends up in suicide. But as long as they're serving and they see value in what it is that they're doing, and the contribution that they're making on society and in the world around them, suicide is a far thought from them.
And in Jim, it seems to come up again, the Bible verse, whatsoever a man thinketh in his heart,
so is he.
So is he. I think that's important because I'm rereading for about the third time Joyce Meyer's book, The Battlefield of the Mind. And matter of fact, this is Suicide Prevention Mental Health Month nationwide. So in our second hour, we've got Dr. Stephen Holliday, who is the head of mental health for the entire state of Texas for the VA health care system. This whole month, we're going to be focusing on these things. And you know, Patrick, you made a point.
I'm afraid.
We need to be focusing on the positive side.
I'm afraid something's
because
wrong.
I think our press,
know with babies,
regardless of what you think or what you say in the political thing, they focus on the negative.
Not born.
I think it was Zig Ziglar who taught me this when I was mentored by him years and years ago when I first got out of the military. Zig Ziglar said, you don't get in life what you want. You get in life who you are. And you are what you focus on. So if you can just change your focus. You know, somebody else said, change your mind, change your life. But if you can change your focus, you can change your life. So focus on the things that you want, and those are the things that you show up in your life.
Well, without a doubt, and what you're doing with this Veterans Franchise Expo is you're giving people the tools. You know, I could want to be a doctor.
The Lord God of my husband Isaac and his father Abraham.
But if I don't have the tools, I'm not going to be a doctor. We've just seen a couple of people indicted for playing that game.
Absolutely.
But you know, another thing, too, that I think I did not know when I got out of the Navy, I did 4 years. I made 3 combat tours of Vietnam on aircraft carriers. Matter of fact, I met and served with... who at the time was Lieutenant Commander John McCain.
Am I foolish thinking you might talk to the wife as you talk to the husband?
And I announced on the ship, because I was doing volunteers on Armed Forces Radio, I announced that he was shot down on October 25th.
And now for my trouble, I get rained on.
I can't remember, but I got to tell you,
never mind, Lord. I've got to go home.
To know some of the things like your fraternity.
Two nations.
Some of these
VS
Veteran Service Organizations and what you do.
Veteran Peer Network.
Yeah, Peer Network, but also... Had I known, I would have stayed in the Navy Reserves. Do you have any idea how many friends I've got now who ended up staying in the reserve? They actually, one friend of mine went back to college. He was a second class petty officer. That's an E5.
Thank you, Lord.
He went back to college in communication, got a degree, went, stayed in the reserves, came out, was commissioned as a lieutenant JG, and served
a strong one.
Almost 30 brave years, one. I think, in
my
the reserves.
Is as brave
he now
as
has
any
a oh, pension as a full Navy like captain. That's the same thing as a bird colonel. Each other. He has a babies. Pension from Raytheon, where he worked, and he has Social Security. He's got a solid, solid financial, and the military gave him that solid financial attitude of gratitude, but attitude of service, Patrick.
Absolutely.
Exactly what you're talking about.
Absolutely. So, you know, that's what we do. Ron, that's what your organization does. That's what we do at the D-Box. Jim, that's what you do through this program in here. Our mission and our whole motivation behind everything that we do, our mission is serving. And we're serving those who have worn the uniform and those who are connected to those who have worn the uniform. Because I like to talk about our military spouses as well, because you know, my wife served right alongside of me. You know, even though she didn't wear the uniform, she's right there with me, taking care of things on the home front with our kids and everything else across the board, making sure that life at home was fine so that my morale would stay up, so that life away from home would be go the way it's expected to go. So I always give a shout out to our military connected spouses, but there's a distinction between a military connected spouse and a military and a veteran, a woman veteran. And I want to make that really clear, because there are women who actually wore the uniform and still wear the uniform today. And so we want to make sure that we identify those as two separate groups, the spouses, who are oftentimes women, but now sometimes male as well, but also the women who actually worn the uniform, our women. And VR Small over at the Women Veterans Enterprise Center, she does a great job in connecting with those women who've worn the uniform. She's actually leading the charge on that Thursday event for our women's brunch. It was her who came in and got the city of Dallas to partner with us to go ahead and do that particular brunch. And it's her who's actually leading the charge on that women's fireside chat that's taking place on that Thursday night in November.
Boy, when you say leading the charge, I've met VR. We've actually had VR on this program talking about women's entrepreneurship. She is a tornado of energy, without a doubt. And we've got a lot of women. Ginger Simonson up in Denton. There's so many ladies who are leading. And you're so right. I remember when I was deployed, our skipper's wife organized the women there in Lemoore, California, where our base was. And they were sending us stuff. They were getting together. And let me tell you, that was a very, very tough time.
Absolutely.
Because with that, we lost. We had 12 killed in action. We had five POWs, including John McCain. And last week, we had Dave Carey on, who was a POW. And he talks about, in his book, The Way We Choose, what they did. See the hill, take the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of see the prison, take the prison.
Right.
It was amazing. And those guys have done so much more. I'll tell you an interesting story. Well, if we can do that, you know, Ross Perot, if you've ever read the book about Ross Perot, and if you remember way back when the Ayatollah Khomeini took over in Iraq, Iran, okay? And there was a bunch of his employees that were in Tehran. And he and his team, and I think they got Bull Simons, and they organized a military-type rescue operation and pulled it off and got all of their people. Ross Perot was waiting for them when they arrived.
Absolutely.
And that's the kind of leadership that we see. That's the kind of heroes we see of Ross Perot. That's the kind of heroes we see of John McCain. John McCain was about bringing us all together and working as a team. He was really about that. And I think a lot of that came from the Hanoi experience. Now, also, his father was an admiral who I met. His grandfather was an admiral. It was amazing his background in DNA about military, but about that leadership. I think that's important.
Jim, you've mentioned John McCain several times in the last minute here, and as the rest of the world knows and our listeners know, he passed on recently, and today is actually his funeral and his ceremony going on. So I know we don't like silence on the radio, but why don't we take just 5 seconds and give a five-second silent moment for John McCain?
Let's do this. Oh, Lord, we want to thank you for Senator John McCain, who was a great leader and a great example. We thank you for that, and we ask that you be with his family right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Awesome. Thank you, Jim.
No, thank you, Patrick. Without a doubt, one of the things that Dave Carey talks about is the way we choose, and the way we choose is you do the best you work with what you've got. So one of the things to come back to this Franchise Expo is all of the leadership, the tools. I'm coming back to this, that you are providing the tools. That's your whole job. And Ron, your whole job is to help men and women not only get a job, but do their very best to go into that job and get that job.
Right. Be prepared.
One of the important things, and I really don't want to make light of this, when you and I first started doing this radio show 3.5 years ago, the unemployment rate among veterans was about twice the national average, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Patrick?
Indeed.
Now, thanks to men like you and what you're doing, and being those kind of leaders, what's our unemployment rate?
3.4%.
Yeah.
Which is better than the national average?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. We're going to be wrapping up in a minute. This is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams and Patrick Galcorn, and we're talking about the Veterans Franchise Expo. Go to www.bit.ly.com/VSBWC18. We're going to put this up on my website and on Alliance for the Brave. This is important. You need to plug in. We'll be right back after this word from all of our partners. This is Alliance for the Brave.
Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is a trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea, a trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Pudge Rodriguez, Anthony Kim, Del Harris, so many people, former Dallas Cowboys, have given of their time to be a part of Nancy Lieberman Charity's Celebrity Golf Classic. Nancy Lieberman here. This day is certainly about friends, it's about fun, but it's also about philanthropy and giving. At our Golf Classic, your contributions, they benefit children that are served by us. We've sent 44 high school seniors to college the last 7 years. We've built 62 dream courts around the country, 25 in the Metroplex. So that's where your contributions go to. You get to high-five kids that you're helping and watch them receive iPads that will help them excel in the classroom. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancylieberman.org and be a part of our team.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army retired.
Don't bet on strategies, bet on people. Leaders make the difference. If it was just up to strategy, if it was just a mathematical equation, if 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 3, you don't need a leader. The problem is in complex situations, particularly in wicked situations. Leaders make the difference. Wicked problems are such that can only be solved by leaders with insight. Therefore, leaders must know and must be able to accomplish whatever the task is. You must pick leaders who can do this. You bet on leaders. You don't bet on strategies. You bet on people. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
To Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. We're wrapping it up. Jim Blythe, Ron Abrams, and the Patrick Alcorn. Patrick, give this out again, please, buddy.
Hey, so the easiest way to get information about the conference is just go in and Google or do a Bing search on Veteran Small Business Week Conference 18. Just use the letters VSBWC18. That's Veteran Small Business Week Conference 18. VSBWC18. The full web address is www.bit.ly.com/VSBWC18.
Hey, brother, may I ask you a question? Can you look up DFW's National Veterans Small Business Week?
Yes, you can. You can just start typing DFW National Veterans and bing, it should pop up.
How about that, Ron?
Indeed.
We need to put that out there.
I definitely want to give some shout-outs as well.
Yes, please.
Shout-out to Patrick Harrington. If you ever want to know how to design weaponry, guns, things of that nature. He's definitely a good guy to talk to. This guy's got a vast knowledge in creating.
You know, he's a big shot.
Yes. Yes, he is.
He's a big guy.
I remember looking at his website one time, and his marketing department is phenomenal. The way they did his photo and all that,
especially
it was phenomenal.
In, I think, adaptive, what they do is help people to be able to understand and have the right self-defense tools. But, Patrick, let's go back because it's really – do you have any more shout-outs? I'm interrupting you.
Just one more. Shout-out to Michael – E. Bradley, he's listening in to the show as well.
Yeah.
Semper Fi Marine.
Semper Fi.
The few, the proud.
All right, let's wrap up, Patrick. This is important. Again, let's go back and describe, tell everybody what the Veterans Franchise Expo is and where they can find out about it.
November 3rd through the 9th, 2018, is National Veterans Small Business Week here in the DFW area. Everywhere across the nation is National Veterans Small Business Week. And we've got events that will start on that Saturday with a Veterans Business Symposium and Resource Fair, including a Franchise Expo where you can come out and meet several franchisors and learn about their opportunity, meet several franchisees who are out there doing it, all veterans, where you can get some best practices from them and learn about their experiences. Going through the week to government contracting, access to capital, special day for women across the board on that Thursday. We wrap up on Friday with the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses WebEx and a small business pitch competition. So get your pitch together, come on out and earn some cold hard cash for your business idea and your concept. Again, that's at the Veterans Small Business Week Conference 2018. You can Google DFW's National Veterans Small Business Week and go out there and find us. Registration. Now, registration is neat because the registration is $25, but we give you a discount code that'll knock it down to $10. And we're only doing that because we want you to have some skin in the game. We're going to feed you breakfast and feed you lunch, but we need you to have some skin in the game so you don't register and not show up and we order all of this food.
You know, Patrick, one of the things that I'm going to do, I work for Homebridge.
Okay.
One of the largest national companies in forward mortgages, and we do a lot of VA home loans.
Okay.
And I'm going to be giving people a promo code, and if you heard my commercial earlier, they can go there and get $500 off of their VA closing costs.
Awesome.
Now, we're going to be giving them, and if they want to buy a home, which is the most stabilizing thing a family can do, for going to your expo, we're going to give them $500 off their closing costs.
Awesome. So you hear that? $500 off your closing costs just by attending the expo, where you're going to get all this great free training, free connections, free interaction, free empowerment across the board. But we're charging you $10 for the food. You can handle that, right? For all-day food, breakfast, and lunch.
Good thing I'm on a diet. I want to look as good as Ron Abrams.
It's the hot water. It's the hot water.
Oh, okay. Also, can they plug in or tune in? Let's say they're deployed and they're overseas.
Absolutely, Jim. You know, you and I are actually going to, we're working on it now, and I think we're going to have it finalized here. But we're going to, that's the first Saturday, which is our strategies on Saturday in November. So we're going to go ahead and do a live remote so all of our listeners can listen in to whatever part they can listen in to. But then we're going to try and WebEx as much of it as we can, live stream it on Facebook as much of it as we can, so those folks that are far and wide can tune in and get some content as well.
Hey, can't beat that. I tell you what, we're going to be right back after these words with our second hour, and we're talking about mental health, suicide prevention. Most of all, in my mind, we're talking about winning the battlefield of the mind. As Ron said, you are what you think about, and you are helping people to think about success. So, Patrick Alcorn, thank you, brother, for being on board. We'll see you back here on the first Saturday of October as well.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, Patrick.
And so, Ron, you're going to be sticking around as we talk to Dr. Stephen Holliday.
Yes.
So this is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. This is Alliance for the Brave.
News, talk, weather, sports. This is 1160 AM KBDT, Highland Park, Dallas-Fort Worth. Big D Talk. The news starts now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump confirms off-the-record comments that he made to Bloomberg News, saying that he planned to make trade talks with Canada, quote, so insulting that they're not going to be able to make a deal. In North Carolina, the president did not deny the comments.
But I said, in the end, it's okay, because at least Canada knows how I feel, so it's fine.
The talks with Canada have been hung up on issues related to cars, agriculture, and other sectors. Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland said there's no deal.
The government of Canada will not sign an agreement unless it's good for Canada and good for Canadians.
A federal judge has turned down requests from Texas and other states to end the DACA program, which shields younger illegal immigrants from being deported. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, you look good. Have you lost weight? Between you and me, it makes me feel really good. People have also started asking, what workouts or diet are you doing? And the famous, you know, what's your secret? I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
Hi, I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Heavy rains in the east from Pennsylvania to the mid-Atlantic states downed power lines, closed roads, and kept emergency first responders busy on Friday. Meteorologist Eric Van Dam says Lancaster County, Pennsylvania was hit really hard.
When you get 10.5 inches of rain in 2 to 3 hour period, you're bound to see scenes like this play out. Unfortunately, there were reports of mobile homes being lifted off of their foundations. There were several swift water rescues that took place.
A big scare for people flying Hawaiian Airlines from Oakland to Maui. A passenger's can of pepper spray went off.
People started picking up sweaters. You know, they were covering their faces with their shirts. People were shouting. I mean, someone was, you know, drop the masks, you know, give us some air.
15 people were treated for respiratory issues. The pepper spray's owner could face a fine of about $2,000 because you're not allowed to bring that on an airplane. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Authorities are looking for hundreds of insects in Philadelphia. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Police in Philadelphia are looking for whoever stole $40,000 worth of insects and lizards from the Philadelphia Insectarium and Butterfly Pavilion. They took hissing cockroaches for some reason and hairy scorpions, bumblebee millipedes, leopard geckos, and lots of other insects and lizards, including a six-eyed sand spider, one of the most venomous in the world. About 7,000 animals in all are now missing, more than 80% of those at the facility. They also took logs of what lived there, leading police to think it was an inside job. That and the fact that museum uniforms were left hanging from knives stabbed into the wall. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The reason that we are here today is because of love, because of how much we love this woman.
Musicians, including Stevie Wonder, along with family, friends, and a former president, all gathered at the Greater Grace Temple in Detroit to pay tribute to the late Aretha Franklin. Former President Bill Clinton praised her life.
The secret of her greatness was she took this massive talent and this perfect culture that raised her and decided to be the composer of her own life song. What a song. it turned out to be.
And Smokey Robinson sang his tribute.
Really gonna miss you. It's really gonna be different without you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. Tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
In the air, everywhere, around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, where we bring education, information, and communication to our active duty military, our veterans, and first responders. I'm Jim Blythe, Certified Senior Advisor, your host for Alliance for the Brave, and Ron Abrams has gone down the hall. He's been my partner for years in doing this. We are the team, and joining me is a very good friend, a new friend, who has a whole lot more background in our subject matter than I do. Welcome, Pete Prashad.
Good morning there, James. How are you, my friend?
I am absolutely terrific. Joining us on the air, I've been able to talk to a unbelievable expert and a guy, Dr. Stephen Holliday. Dr. Holliday, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Dr. Holliday, let everybody know what your job is. You are head of mental health for the VA for the Texas area. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right. I'm the chief mental health officer for Vision 17, which is the regional healthcare entity that covers most of the state of Texas. So we cover everything but East Texas and Houston.
Well, I was wanting to get down there and spend some time. I got down to meet with Dr. Russell, but I really like the Hispanic, the Mexican food down in San Antonio better. Waco's
come
little
on down. Come on down.
Hey, Dr. Holliday, tell us a little bit about your background, where you went to school, where you grew up, and what motivated you to be in the mental health arena.
Well, I'm a Texan through and through. I was born in Beaumont, Texas, and went to University of Texas undergraduate in psychology, and then came down to Trinity for my master's in psychology, and then finished up at the University of Arizona with my my doctorate in clinical psychology and neuropsychology.
Wow.
From there, we kept heading west and ended up in Portland, Oregon, where I did my internship and postdoctoral residency in health psychology and neuropsychology. And then we came back to San Antonio. And after about 6 months of job searching, I found an opening at the San Antonio VA. And I've pretty much been in San Antonio working for the VA ever since 1986.
That ain't no bad deal.
No deal.
And doing that, you are serving all of our veterans. Also, I believe you're serving active duty. But what is the mission of what you do, Dr. Holliday?
Well, the VA's mission was given to us by Abraham Lincoln quite a while ago, and that is to serve those who have borne the battle and their orphan and their widow. And we take that very seriously. So at VA, we provide comprehensive health care services for eligible veterans, mental health services, as well as on the benefits side, pensions and cemetery services. In addition, VA's got a very active education mission. So we actually have trained most of the healthcare providers in this country. At one time or another, they spent some time training in a VA hospital or clinic.
That has been one of the most amazing things, because up here in Dallas, our VA, which is some of the statistics, it's the second largest VA in the nation here in Dallas. We are also one of the highest rated, and I believe Vision 17, led by Jeff Milligan, is probably one of the best rated visions in the nation. In the mental health area, I have been reading a book, Battlefield of the Mind, by Joyce Myers. And I think it's really important to know that you are on the front edge of that battlefield, helping people to get through some of the issues and things that they've done and help them to have a really positive regard for themselves and movement forward. Tell us just a little bit about some of the programs that you've got bringing education, because that's what I'm all about, education and information.
Well, as far as training programs for healthcare providers, we train physicians and psychiatrists, as well as psychologists, social workers, chaplains, nurses. Pretty much the whole healthcare team has training programs in the VA, usually after they finish their college education, and they come to us for a year or two or three for postgraduate education and work in the clinics under supervision. As far as offering services to veterans, I think I can say with all modesty that VA has the best and largest continuum of care for mental health services across the board. Everything from co-locating mental health providers in our primary care clinics so that the veteran doesn't have to be referred upstairs to the mental health clinic if they need to see a provider. They just go across the hall, or the provider comes into the room and introduces him or herself, and they get to work to see how we can help this veteran with the issues that they're presenting with. We also have, of course, inpatient emergency department services, mental health, as well as our residential programs at the domiciliaries at some of our facilities, where veterans can come and stay for one or two or three months and work intensively in a mental health treatment program.
Dr. Holliday, I think a lot of people, unfortunately, get focused on the negatives and not the positives, and we are all focused on suicide prevention, where some of the statistics say 20 to 22 veterans a day are taking their own lives. But an interesting statistic, and I don't remember if it was you or one of your team that told me that out of those people, let's say now it's down to 20, only 14 of them have never made contact with the VA. They've never reached out to get any help. That's the vast majority. That's about, 70% of them have never had any contact. So one of the big things is education about the VA that can help people, can put them back on track and win that battlefield of the mind.
Absolutely. The vast majority of the suicides among veterans are among veterans who we've not seen in treatment in the Veterans Health Administration. So we're really wanting to partner with our community partners and other stakeholders in the community to get the word out that we're here for veterans. We want veterans to have easy availability to come in and talk to a counselor, to get an assessment, to get the treatment they need to get on with their lives and to live happy, productive lives. That's our mission. And we hope that there's no wrong door to get into VA services. So you can present at any VA clinic or medical center and ask to see a mental health provider, and you'll be shown someone to see that same day you're there. So we have same-day appointments. We're reserving for walk-ins. You can call and get an appointment. There's no wrong door. You can ask your primary care doc to introduce you to the mental health provider in primary care. We want to get those veterans engaged, and we really need the help of folks like you and others in the community to help us get the word out.
Dr. Holliday, I think that one of the things that a lot of people don't realize, especially is in dealing with TBIs and PTS and some of these issues, a lot of times people don't know what they don't know. They don't know they've got a problem. I met with Drago Dresden, who was a Navy SEAL, and he was a breacher. And I talked with Dr. Michael Russell about TBIs and about the breacher study, and he did not know he had a problem. And here's a guy with a master's degree in software engineering. He was a Navy SEAL. He was the breacher. And for if you don't know what that means, he was the guy that planted the charge to get them through the door, breaching the door. And basically, he couldn't read a paragraph in an hour and a half. It affected him, and it affected him in terms of also his attitude. He was depressed and having a lot of problems. And he started, and if it wasn't for his wife, she said, either you go and get help or you get gone. And so he went and made a total change in his life once he started getting help and moving forward. That's something that a lot of people don't realize. They need to basically plug in because of all of the things. And, I mean, it's not just that. It's also wives of veterans who have a lot of problems.
You bet. You bet. And the spouses of veterans are sometimes our best referral sources because they see the changes even before the veterans do. And I think many cases have been coming to us through the gentle or not-so-gentle encouragement of loving spouses. So we want to reach out to them, too.
My wife has been through a conference in the last couple of days, and Lieutenant Colonel Grisham said that only one of the 20 were from the current war period. That's an amazing statistic that I didn't realize. So what you guys are finding is it's the older veterans who've lost hope. Is that true or not true?
It's true that the suicide rate is higher among our younger veterans. But since the absolute numbers are so much greater for the Vietnam cohort of veterans, even though their rate may be somewhat lower, the absolute numbers are much higher. So it depends on how you're counting them. If you're counting them on rate per 100,000, the younger people have a higher rate. But if you're looking at the absolute numbers of attempted or completed suicides, since that group is so much larger to begin with, they have a larger number. But certainly as we age and we start experiencing losses in our lives, or health problems, or chronic pain, on top of everything else that may have come from our military experience, that can start to catch up with you as we get older.
Dr. Holliday.
And sometimes it reaches a tipping point. Yep.
Yeah. Don't you think, too, that we've got an epidemic of opioid use in this nation? Pete, you're shaking your head. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes, I am. Hello, Dr. Holliday. How are you, my friend?
Howdy.
Yeah, my name is Pete Prasad, and I've been in the military back in the 70s. I'm also a respiratory care practitioner for 40 years in America. And as Mr. Jim mentioned, the opioid epidemic in America, I think the President of the United States made some comment about that. We have to tackle that epidemic in America. And I think what Mr. Jim was alluding to is it is a problem. And you also mentioned about 22 veterans killing themselves in America every single day.
Yes.
What are your thoughts about the opioid epidemic? And also, what can we do to help our veterans and also the civilian world? Because we have about 45,000 people killing themselves in America every year. For what reason? I mean, mental health issue is a problem. The healthcare system is broken in America. So what are we doing about it from the medical health standpoint? I'm going to touch on quite a few things. The health insurance companies are dictating the medical system for America because they determine we can't have this or we can't have that for our patients. And
Right. Fortunately, in VA, we don't have to deal too much with insurance companies. If
that's
you're eligible
true,
for
yes,
VA
sir.
Services, you're eligible so, for VA services, and
yes,
we
sir.
Treat all the conditions that you're eligible for. Certainly, opioid abuse, overdoses and deaths are growing nationally, both outside and within the VA. The VA recognized this growing problem several years ago, and we've instituted a couple of very active programs to intervene. So right now at every VA medical center, we have a clinical informatics system that will show case managers who are the veterans most at risk for dangerous use of opioids, high doses, chronic doses, opioids combined with other sedating medications, which put them at risk, or opiates combined with other medical conditions that put them at risk.
Dr. Holliday.
We alert their patients' doctors and ask them to have a conversation about opioid use and to see if there are other ways we can help them manage their pain and get that opioid dose reduced or even eliminated.
All right, Dr. Holliday, we've got to have a few words from our partners. We're going to be back to continue this conversation about mental health, suicide prevention, but getting the right attitude, which will enable you to see the hill, take the hill. This is Jim Blythe with Pete Prashad and Ron Abrams. This is Alliance for the Brave.
Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is a trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea, a trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Pudge Rodriguez, Anthony Kim, Del Harris, so many people, former Dallas Cowboys, have given of their time to be a part of Nancy Lieberman Charity's Celebrity Golf Classic. Nancy Lieberman here. This day is certainly about friends, it's about fun, but it's also about philanthropy and giving. At our golf classic, your contributions, they benefit children that are served by us. We've sent 44 high school seniors to college the last 7 years. We've built 62 dream courts around the country, 25 in the Metroplex. So that's where your contributions go to. You get to high-five kids that you're helping and watch them receive iPads that will help them excel in the classroom. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancylibermancharities.org and be a part of our team.
This is Jim Blythe, your host for Alliance for the Brave. I work for Homebridge Financial Services Mortgage Company, and we're one of the top mortgage lenders in the nation. We're offering to our listeners a special promotion. Homebridge is offering $500 off your closing costs to our listeners who use the promo code A4B. That's A and the number 4B. Just call 833-4-MY-VA-LOAN. That's 833, the number 4, MY-VA-LOAN. Or visit our website at homebridge.com. My NMLS number is 311-548. And our Homebridge Company NMLS is 6521. Our address is 194 Wood Avenue South, 9th floor, Islam, New Jersey, 08830. We are an equal opportunity lender, and we love veterans and want to help you with your home loan financing needs. Jim Blythe with Homebridge. You can also go to my website at AllianceForTheBrave.com.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army retired.
Leaders pull, bosses push. Every one of us has had a boss. You don't like to be pushed. Americans don't like to be pushed. Texans particularly don't like to be pushed. Remember, as a leader, if you push people, they're going to resist. Try to pull them instead. Leaders pull. Bosses push. Leaders bring people to them. Leaders bring people to them and inspire them and get them to do things because they want to do it. Leaders pull. Bosses push. I'm Colonel John Entel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. Jim Blythe, Pete Prashad, and Ron Abrams. We're talking about mental health. We're talking about a positive mental attitude that actually helps people win the battle of the mind. I want to tell a quick story, if I could, because, Pete, it segues into what you were talking about in the civilian community as well. I happened to be in a gas station, and I saw two police officers, and Dallas police, and I came up and I talked to them, and I said, tell me about what you're experiencing, because here's my topic. And Dr. Holliday, this is going to blow you away. He said, when I joined the Dallas Police Force in 1991, maybe twice a year, I had somebody that needed to go to Parkland Hospital to be, and they would self-admit themselves in with mental health issues. He said, today, I'm seeing three or four a month of those, and we have six places to take them now, and we have to call and find who's got availability. This is not just a military issue. This is a national issue, Pete, and you were making a point about that.
Yes, sir, Jim. It's something that, you know, you have a family member in the military. The government do take up military personnel, but you have offsprings, you have first cousin, second cousin, tenth cousin down the line who are not part of the military, who depends on the civilian world or insurance companies to take care of their mental health. So, yes, if someone commits suicide at the civilian level, insurance companies will have to determine that. And as I said, doctor, the health insurance company in America is out of control. It is broken, and we have to do something about it in Washington. I just came out from Washington saluting my friend, Senator John McCain. He was a friend of mine, and he's still a friend of mine, even though in death. So we have to do something in America for the people who are a mental issue. We have about 40 million Americans with mental issue, and with the opioid epidemic, it's getting to be worse, worser, and worse, if there's such words.
And Dr. Holliday, one of the things that you were talking about is intervention in trying to help those who are in the VA medical system. And the point I made is very few are in the VA medical health system who could be eligible.
And the penetration rate differs by markets, and depending on how much access people have to healthcare outside of the system. It's a problem. The suicide rate is going up in the civilian population. It's going up even faster in veterans who are not being treated in VA. In VA, from 2012 to 2015, the suicide rate did not increase if they were receiving treatment, and it did in the community, both for veterans and civilians.
Say that again, Dr. Holliday. In 2015,
the suicide rate is increasing nationally every year for civilians and for servicemen and veterans. But in VA, for those that are enrolled in VA and receiving care in VA, the suicide rate has remained stable over those 3 or 4 year period. So we're making a difference, and we're putting a lot of effort into identifying those at risk and outreach, making contact with them, and offering services for them. And then once they're identified at increased risk for suicide, we have a special case manager, a suicide prevention coordinator, who is tasked with kind of helping them stay on track with their treatment. If they miss an appointment, they'll call them and see what the problem was, see if we can help them getting it, to make sure they're getting connected with the care they need and stay connected long enough to get help and get better. So, yep, it's a problem. We also, our suicide prevention coordinators do a lot of training of VA staff to recognize folks who may be getting into trouble and to, more importantly, intervene. Not just the mental health providers, but the custodians, the nurses, the clerks who greet folks. All of them have been trained in what to look for and how to intervene and help get someone who needs help to the right provider in VA to intervene before that suicide happens.
That is so true, Dr. Holliday. It's Holliday. It's correct. Every staff member, as I said, I've been in medical profession in the military and also in civilian world, where every staff member in the hospital has the duty to talk to people with mental health issue. It's not just the healthcare. I mean, the social worker or the case managers or the physician. So that is well taken, my friend. In terms of everyone is involved, because it's an issue that has to be determined. What is the cause? And that's a very difficult thing to understand the brain as we continue.
Well, and it extends to the community and to
yes,
veterans,
sir.
And
yes,
service
sir.
Members everywhere as well, not
yes,
just health staff.
All right,
if you see a buddy who's looking down, ask if they're thinking about hurting themselves.
Yeah, yes,
we're
going
to have to. Don't be afraid to use the word.
You yes, bet. We're going to have to continue this conversation. This is Alliance for the Brave. We'll be right back with a great conversation about mental health.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump confirms off-the-record comments that he made to Bloomberg News, saying that he planned to make trade talks with Canada, quote, so insulting that they're not going to be able to make a deal. In North Carolina, the president did not deny the comments.
But I said, in the end, it's okay, because at least Canada knows how I feel, so it's fine.
The talks with Canada have been hung up on issues related to cars, agriculture, and other sectors. Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland said there's no deal.
The government of Canada will not sign an agreement unless it's good for Canada and good for Canadians.
A federal judge has turned down requests from Texas and other states to end the DACA program, which shields younger illegal immigrants from being deported. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Pudge Rodriguez, Anthony Kim, Del Harris, so many people, former Dallas Cowboys, have given of their time to be a part of Nancy Lieberman Charity's Celebrity Golf Classic. Nancy Lieberman here. This day is certainly about friends. It's about fun, but it's also about philanthropy and giving. At our golf classic, your contributions, they benefit children that are served by us. We've sent 44 high school seniors to college the last 7 years. We've built 62 dream courts around the country, 25 in the Metroplex. So that's where your contributions go to. You get to high-five kids that you're helping and watch them receive iPads that will help them excel in the classroom. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancylieberman charities.org and be a part of our team.
Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is a trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea. A trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
This is Jim Blythe, your host for Alliance for the Brave. I work for Homebridge Financial Services Mortgage Company, and we're one of the top mortgage lenders in the nation. We're offering to our listeners a special promotion. Homebridge is offering $500 off your closing costs to our listeners who use the promo code A4B. That's A and the number 4B. Just call 833-4-MY-VA-LOAN. That's 833, the number 4, MY-VA-LOAN. Or visit our website at homebridge.com. My NMLS number is 311-548. and our Homebridge Company NMLS is 6521. Our address is 194 Wood Avenue South, 9th floor, Islam, New Jersey, 08830. We are an equal opportunity lender, and we love veterans and want to help you with your home loan financing needs. Jim Blythe with Homebridge. You can also go to my website at allianceforthebrave.com.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antel, U.S. Army retired.
Leaders eat last. This is a metaphor that is very important for leadership. It is all about understanding how to lead. You put your people first. Simple things like food. If you're at a company picnic, at a company party, and the boss comes in, he fills his plate up, and he goes first. And the last person in only has salad. That person who had salad will never forget it. Leaders eat last. You take care of your people first, and then you take care of yourself. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Welcome back. If you've tuned in late, let me tell you what we're doing. We're talking with and having a cup of coffee with Dr. Stephen Holliday, the Director of Mental Health for the State of Texas VA Healthcare System, Vision 17. What a great conversation, Dr. Holliday. Thank you so much for being on board.
My pleasure.
I think one of the points that I want to go back to that you made is how many, many of our medical practitioners, both doctors, nurses, psychologists, psychiatrists, train at the VA. Matter of fact, our Congresswoman, Eddie Bernice Johnson, her first number of years was, when she got out of college, was the head of psychiatric for the VA here in Dallas. And I think this is important because the VA is leading the way in the nation on education. And you're leading the way in what you're talking about of mental health intervention and programs to help not only the veteran, but the family. So again, let's tell people, where do they go to find out more? Who can they call? What can they do to help that family member or help that veteran or help themselves?
So a good resource for getting in touch with help, particularly if it's a crisis or a significantly urgent situation, is the National Crisis Line, the Veterans Crisis Line. And that's manned, actually there are three of them now in three different cities across the country, with hundreds of counselors online 24/7. And the number you call is 1-800-273-8255. And then when it picks up, it'll ask to press you to press 1 if you're a veteran or a veteran's family member. And you'll be connected with a VA counselor who can help you in your current situation and make sure you get plugged in with an appointment if you need to the nearest VA medical center. It doesn't have to just be suicide. It can be any situation that you really want to talk about right now. If you're shy about talking, you can text the number, and you can text them for a while. There's also the Veterans Crisis Line has a website, and you can do text chat on that website. If you've got Siri on your phone, just say, "Hey Siri, call the Veterans Crisis Line," and they'll connect you if you can't remember the number.
All right, let's give that number out again, Dr. Holliday. 800-273-8255. That's
correct.
800-273-8255. I need all the help I can get, so I write things like this down. I'm also going to be meeting with the Texas Veterans Commission, Craig Combe, here in Dallas, and learning more. Later in this month, we're also going to be meeting with some people you put me in touch with, Delisa Russell with One Stop and Dr. Michael Russell. I was
excellent.
Truly amazed when Dr. Russell showed me a piece of equipment that they got from Israel. And it's helping in terms of attitude. It's helping people with Parkinson's. It's helping people with TBIs. So you have also the latest cutting-edge technology to be able to help people to restore. Not necessarily drugs and darkroom therapy, but you've got the Israeli equipment. You guys are also doing research, I know, with Southwestern Medical School, to brain mapping and all of these things as well to help people not just survive but to exceed. And so we're trying to...
Absolutely, Jim. Absolutely. And the Center of Excellence in Waco is doing some great research on helping returning veterans. That's their sole mission. But in addition, every VA medical center and clinic that we have offers cutting-edge therapies for PTS, for TBI, but particularly for post-traumatic stress. We now offer and have trained our providers in providing what's called evidence-based psychotherapy. So these are either cognitive processing therapy or prolonged exposure therapy, which are treatments in 12 to 16 sessions that can take a patient with PTS and take them to the point where they're no longer diagnosable. They don't have enough symptoms to even meet the criteria for the disorder. It's highly effective for the veterans who stick it out for the 14 to 16 sessions. And so we're pleased that we've done national training and training at each of our facilities so that our therapists, our social workers and psychologists and licensed professional counselors have been trained in these techniques. So it's not just medications that we use. We use the most efficacious and scientifically proven psychotherapies for PTS as well.
You know, and again, you are providing the cutting edge. You are also doing a lot of hiring in the VA. That's something that Ron Abrams is all about. Ron, you had a question about that, I think.
Yes, it was concerning the process. As I understand it, a lot of VA jobs or DOD, things of that nature, you have to go to the DOD website. But you guys do have other means or other ways through subcontracting as well, right?
Yeah, so the best source if you're looking for a job at VA is to look at usajobs.gov. And you can search by job, you can search by city or location, search by grade, a number of ways to search for that. And that would be a national listing of all positions that we're recruiting for. VA Central Office is currently in the midst of an initiative to hire 1,000 new mental health providers in VA across this country. And Business 17 is certainly doing their part. So absolutely we're hiring.
Very good.
For certain scarce medical professions like psychiatrists and psychologists that are difficult to hire in some places, Congress has given us direct hire authority. So there's an expedited process for bringing them on board. If you know what you could do if you're a psychologist or a psychiatrist looking to explore job opportunities in VA is just call the VA where you're interested in the city where you're interested and ask to talk to the chief of psychiatry or psychology. They may be able to offer you a position if they have one open without you having to go through the red tape of applying, since we have expedited hiring authority for those positions.
All right, say that again, please, because I want people to get out their pen and paper and write this down. You have
The national website for all VA positions is www.usajobs.gov. And that lists all the positions that are currently posted. But for psychiatrists and psychologists, we have special authority to do what's called direct hire. And so for those, you would just need to get in touch with the local VA medical center in the city where you're interested in working and ask to be connected to or get the email address for the chief of psychiatry or the chief of psychology and shoot them your email, your CV, your resume, and indicate your interest.
I did an interview on board the USS Truman with a chief petty officer, and she was an AZ, the same rate that I had in the Navy, Aviation Maintenance Administration. And she was working on her PhD. And what she said to me is, when I retire, when I finish this level of my service, I want to go to work for the VA. And I want to help veterans. I want to help people and be involved in the community that way. And you've got the opportunities for her. You've got the opportunities for people to get a great job. I think I may be mistaken, but I think a lot of psychiatrists and psychologists think they've got to start their own practice, which is expensive and difficult. Here's an opportunity to go into a great paying job with all kind of benefits working for the VA.
I've worked for the VA for over 30 years. It's been a great career and a great employer. But the best part of it is the opportunity to serve our veterans. That's a sacred mission in my book. And I look forward to coming to work to do that every day. So absolutely. And most of our employees are veterans themselves. They're here because they believe in the mission. And we'd welcome others to join us.
Dr. Holliday, I just want to expand what you said, because you absolutely get up, fired up every morning to serve veterans. But I got to tell you, you're serving all Americans, because the VA leads the way in terms of all of the things that you're doing in research. You connected me with Dr. Michael Russell. I was amazed, absolutely amazed. And he is going to be on my program later this month, along with his wife, who runs One Stop. And I want to make a point of all of these things that are being done. It's not the same old thing as it was maybe 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And many of the veterans that are committing suicide are older, and they maybe have the wrong impression or the wrong idea of the VA. Wouldn't you say, if you're smart, go to the VA? If you can qualify, get help.
Give us a chance to help you, yes, sir.
Absolutely. And as we said, out of the 20 or so that are taking their lives, what I have understood correctly is 14 of those have never set foot in the VA. And they could have gotten help.
That's correct. We're here to help. We want to help. And we're doing everything we can to increase our partnerships in the community, to do more outreach like this, to let veterans know that we're there to help and to come and see us. And when we can, we come to you. So we're now doing psychotherapy and other medical visits using cell phones or iPads by telemental health or telehealth into veterans' homes. If they have trouble getting in or live in rural areas, we're working on developing ways to do that as well. Save you the trip and the parking hassles.
I want to talk also, because I had one of your cohorts, I think it was somebody, Jeb, Director Milligan, had me talk to, who was a lady. You also have some very cutting-edge, specialized programs for women.
Yes. That would be Julie, who works in the VISN office, and she's the program director for women's programs, yes. So we're coming a long way in learning how to welcome women veterans into VA and provide the specialized treatments that they require and need. So there are primary care docs who are now required to be certified in women's health or medicine issues, as well as women's clinics for certain specialized care for female veterans. So, yes. We're not your father's VA. We're certainly not your grandfather's VA anymore. Come and give it a try.
Hey, let me make a point. I'm going to let Ron wants to ask a question, but I want to make a point. Since I've been doing this radio program, Ron and I have been doing this for now almost 4 years, I have toured the bases. I've toured Norfolk. I've been aboard the Truman, the base here in Dallas, other bases. It's not the same military it was when I was in during Vietnam in the 60s. It's a totally different military, and it is an opportunity to not only serve, but to learn a great deal about leadership and moving forward and getting a jump start in life, which is what you're also doing for medical practitioners. So I tell you what, we're going to come back for our final segment, and Ron wants to talk to you a little bit about success stories within your 30 years experience in the VA.
Sure.
All right, so we're going to be right back after this word from all of our partners. This is Jim Blythe, Ron Abrams, and Pete Prasad, and we're talking with Dr. Stephen Holliday, the Director of Mental Health for the state of Texas VA healthcare system. You're with Alliance for the Brave.
AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by Grapevine Power Sports. In 1889, the J.E. Faust store opens on Main Street. It's now Grapevine's oldest remaining brick building. Eggs sell for 10 cents per dozen. Butter is 20 cents per pound. And chickens are $2.50 a dozen.
I'm Aaron McWhorter with Grapevine Power Sports. When I bought the dealership, I came in to buy a four-wheeler. They were a freestanding Kawasaki dealership. And I said, Dennis, I don't mean to pry. Are you interested in selling this place? And he said, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but we're fixing to put it on the market. I said, Dennis, I'll take it. In the last 3 years, we've done 60% increase. The mayor's a customer of mine. The city manager is a customer of mine. A lot of friends that live here still. The small town feel right in the middle of the big metroplex.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov. Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today. Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. From 17 through 24 October 2018, we'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. Join me on this trip. We're going to go to Korea.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Pudge Rodriguez, and Anthony Kim have enjoyed themselves at the Nancy Lieberman Charities Celebrity Golf Classic. This is Nancy. This day is about friends, fun, and philanthropy. At this tournament, your contributions benefit the children served by Nancy Lieberman Charities. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancyliebermancharities.org and be a part of our team.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army retired.
Simplify, simplify, simplify. Leaders must simplify. They must understand the problem and simplify it so they can communicate it. If the idea is too complex, if the communication is too lengthy, nothing gets done. Leaders have to simplify the issues, make them clear to everyone they lead, and then get them to do what is necessary to accomplish the mission. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe, and we're headed for the dock in this final segment after a great cruise and talking to Dr. Stephen Holliday. Dr. Holliday, thank you so much for being on board and helping us to educate again. Let's give out that number where veterans can go to get help. The 800-273-8255, correct?
Correct. That's veterans. Crisis line.
That's a veterans crisis line. Again, 800-273-8255. And I want to say thank you. And what kind of a success story can you lay on us after your 30 years? What is the most outstanding success story? Ron Abrams wanted to ask you that you can think of.
Well, I can think of 20 or 50. The The VA, about 5 or 6 years ago, finally decided we need to hire what we call peer counselors, and that is veterans who have lived experience recovering from PTS and other conditions through their successful treatment at VA, come back as employees to do outreach to other veterans and to run groups on whole health and healthy lifestyles and to help veterans with their personal health plan that they're developing so it's their care, not the care the doctor wants you to have. So we have peer counselors at every facility now doing these things, and these are folks who, because of the evidence-based psychotherapies and other treatments offered through the Veterans Administration's hospitals and clinics, are now able to return to work for VA, helping veterans full-time. And I just, it's a high point of my day when I can meet and shake the hand of one of those folks who are doing that for us.
I think that's fantastic. What would be your parting shot? What would be the message that you'd like to leave for our active duty military and veterans today as we say thank you so much for the way you're serving us?
Well, not only thank you for your service, but that you have earned every benefit VA has to offer you. It's not a handout. It's not an entitlement. It's something that your sacrifice day in and day out as an active duty service member has earned for you. We stand ready to provide it. There's no wrong door. Come to us any way you can and let us help.
Thank you, Dr. Holliday.
Dr. Holliday, thank you very much, my friend. I do appreciate your time, your service to the veterans of the United States of America. Again, my name is Pete Prasad. I do have a program coming up. Dr. Mara, healthcare begins with you on the same station in about five minutes. I also volunteer at the Fort Worth VA clinic in Fort Worth, Texas. Anger management also is part of the VA program. TBI, PTSD, mental illness, anger management. And I listen to a lot of veterans with anger management due to from the Vietnam War to Korea War to Afghanistan to Kuwait. A lot of folks out there. So my hat's off to you, sir, as the director of the program for the Veteran Administration of Texas. I'd like to touch base with you one day personally so we can chat because I'm very, very heavily involved with the veteran.
Would love to have a conversation with you.
Yes.
Jim's got my email. Shoot me a time and we'll make a
I'm getting current on my pilot's license, so I'll take these guys down to San Antonio. We'll go do some.
Come on.
All right. I want to say thank you again, Dr. Holliday, and have a great Holiday, Dr. Holliday. I can't believe
thank
I
you very
just
much,
said
Dr.
that.
Holliday. Appreciate it.
All right.
I'm here visiting my grandbabies. I am having a great time.
Good one. Good for you. All right, Pete, your program's coming up in a couple of minutes, so I want to say also a prayer and thank you to all of our active duty. Thank you, Ron Abrams, so much for being on board. Always my partner. Thank you, Pete, for being with us. So my prayer goes out to our active duty and veterans that you stay safe, your family stays safe, and thank you for all you're doing to keep America great. This is Jim Blythe, Ron Abrams, and Pete Prasad, and we are the Alliance for the Brave.
rocket's red flag. The bombs must get